spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy Thursday.
$9 billion with a B dollars in loss for revenue for Target. So I don't think that Pride Month thing that they tried to do worked out real well for their wallets. Let's talk about it, man, because Target lost $9 billion in a week. We've been talking about, you know, the issue at Target and what has happened. And, you know, just to fill you in about, you know, over the last week or so, at some Target, I don't think they were at all Targets, but a lot of Targets around the country, as soon as you walked in the door, they had like, I would say like an LGBTQ section. It was a rainbow section. And they were, you know,
They were selling
things, and some of the things that they were selling, you know, a little bit eye-opening. One of them was a certain type of bathing suit. That if you are a male, a boy, I guess, and you're transitioning to a girl.
If you identify as a female, you can tuck your grundle.
Yeah. That's what Target was actually selling. And I can't imagine really anybody buying that. There's not necessarily the market out there, but you know, a lot of people said, listen, I don't feel like, you know, I need to see your politics, as soon as I walk in the door at Target. And a lot of people said, okay, now we're not going to go. And that's what happened. They lost $9 billion in a week.
Yeah.
And that's not from people stealing stuff, because we've heard that before,
too. Yeah, that's also those are organized crimes. These people, I heard jokes about they put all this stuff up front so people would walk in and go, I'm not stealing that. I walk out.
But it was like,
that's market cap. You know, they were losing it, you know, in market cap off of their stock, because this has not helped.
No.
And then they pissed off the gays, right? The Alphabet Army, because they didn't stand up for them, because they took some of it down.
So wait, now everyone's mad at Target?
Yeah.
So if you went to Target and you didn't like the LGBTQ display, you're upset. If you are LGBTQ and you walk in and now you see that it's not there, they've moved it either to the back, or they've gotten rid of it totally because of the backlash, you're LGBTQ and you're mad. They ticked off 100% of everybody.
100%. Try to please everybody, you'll please nobody. You should have picked a side and stood there.
Right.
And they looked right at, and I joked last week, they looked right at Bud Light and said, hold our beer. And what did they do? They did this. Then they decided after, because Bud Light felt the same backlash. The gay community got mad at them for not standing up for Dylan Mulvaney. So then everybody was mad at them.
Yeah, I think there's plenty of ways to go and support the LGBTQ community. The problem is Target did it for all the wrong reasons. It didn't work business-wise because people weren't buying the stuff. It angered a part of the population, and then it angered the other part of the population, and now they're in a no-win situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's, all right, are you gay? Great. Terrific. Are you trans? Okay, cool. I'm going to love you no matter what. But if I walk into Target, do I need to see, you know, you make a statement in your politics right there when I'm trying to go and buy
A, B, and C? I don't need your politics anywhere, right? When I go to a baseball game, I don't need politics. When I go to a football game, I don't need politics. When I go to a movie, unless it's a political movie, I don't want it. I don't want to see any of this wackiness that's going on, that's being pushed out there. I just want to be entertained or buy a shirt. That's it.
Will you go to Circle K today, then?
I will not.
Okay.
I should.
Well, maybe you should. Forget about Target for a moment. How about Circle K? It's like, it's Circle K day, and you could go to a Valley Circle K, and guess what? You get 40 cents off sometime today between 4 and 7 p.m. Now, here's my issue.
Is it all Circle K's?
No. So we looked that up. It's not all Circle K's. Isn't convenience, isn't that your thing?
No, I'm super convenient.
Didn't we kind of joke during COVID? Well, you know, if I'm at a store and they're giving the shot, I might get it.
Yeah.
It's got to be convenient. And you were joking, like, why don't you put it in Starbucks? Put the shot in Starbucks.
I always said that,
right?
Right? You know, like, put it where people are.
So
I'm a convenient character.
Right. So for me, am I going to go out of my way if I need gas today? Am I going to pass a Chevron? Am I going to pass all this stuff searching for a Circle K for 40 cents a gallon? Am I going to search it? I'm not going to search
it. If it's up the street, right? So it's up the street and you're on your way from work to home and you pass by one or there's one maybe a block over, you might think, yeah, I'll do that. If you've got to drive 4 or 5 miles out of your way, make a U-turn, you're probably not going to be thrilled by that. And if there's any kind of line, how many of you are going to wait hours in line? Although I see you do it at Costco.
Becky Lynn's one of them. She'll wait all day for the Costco, right?
At Costco. You don't have to wait all day at Costco. No, that's the good thing. It moves fast.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Every time I pass, I'm like, you know, I'll go pick up some food. I'll do this. And then the same car's in last place in the line.
About 3 minutes a car. Okay. And then both ones will move on.
But if I'm behind six cars, that's 20 minutes.
You don't wait six cars for 40 cents?
I probably wouldn't wait that long. Yeah. But I'll pull in behind one or two because I know those two are moving up, and then it'll be me.
Okay. See, I think Circle K's doing it? Well, first of all, they're doing it a few days before Memorial Day when everybody's going to start driving. That's interesting. That's number one. But number two, do they think they're going to get you like a customer for life? Because I don't think anybody does that. Does anyone out there always go to one specific gas station, or do you just not care?
I'm going to
the one that's on my way home.
I'm the most convenient. Like, but if there's three or four, like where I get on the freeway, I think I have three,
right?
You know, to choose from. I have one that I like to go to, but oddly enough, they pissed me off over the last 2 days, so they've lost my business.
Now everybody's ticking you off.
Do you want to know why?
Yes, I would.
Because they've not fixed their pumps, and their pumps don't pump fast. They go like this: one, two. Three. I was there for 10 minutes today. I got to $5.
Isn't it funny?
Should have gone to Costco.
Some pumps are slower than others. And I'll tell you, it is annoying. First word problems, but it's kind of annoying.
And I walked in because it happened to me last night. And I said, hey, you guys, I thought you guys would fix your pumps by now. No, they're going to be broke for a couple days. Because other people were sitting out there and they were so frustrated. And I'm like, I got enough to get to work. You know what? I'll just have to get it down here. And I did. But man, that's it right there. Yeah. You lost my biz.
40 cents off for 3 hours tonight. Circle K. We're going to see how the lines are. We're going to send the wise man, Steve Zinsmeister, in my car to fill it up.
Oh, in your car?
Yeah, in the 5 o'clock hour. Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to see how the lines are. You better be careful with my car, wise man.
I'm going to get the expensive stuff.
Now you have to get the expensive
stuff. I get the cheap stuff. Yeah. Pocket the rest of the cash. I'm going to get snacks and everything.
Don't get snacks.
Yeah, baby. Eat it in there, too. Get the Cheetos.
Oh, can we put in our order since you're going?
Right. Yeah, what do you want?
You're going to have his card, right? Yes. Okay.
All right.
Time for
Five Spot, everybody. Five Spot. We need five of you to call. We're going to put you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. And here's Republicans only. Okay. Republicans only, 277-KTAR. DeSantis or Trump? Five calls. DeSantis or Trump, and why? DeSantis, or DeSantis, as he likes to call himself, has now said, I'm running for president. We all know the Donald was running, too. Okay? They're both running. Republicans only. That's the question. DeSantis or Trump? Very interested. We do have a poll. We'll tell you about that. After we take your phone calls, a poll between DeSantis and Trump and where they stand. 277-KTAR. Your calls are next. I got
five on it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five Spot with Gatos and Chad. Brought to you by Parker & Sons. Heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
All right, the news came down yesterday on Twitter.
I'm Ron DeSantis, and I'm running for president.
All right, DeSantis, not DeSantis.
But it sounded more like this. Yeah, hear me? You there? Elon, hi. Yes, I'm running for president. What? That's what it sounded like.
A lot of technical issues. We've asked on a Five Spot, Republicans only, Trump or DeSantis, who would you vote for and why? 277-KTAR. At the end of the five calls, I'm going to give you the numbers of what it looks like, Trump versus DeSantis, all right?
Chad? Okay, here we go. Brett in Chandler. Brett, Trump or DeSantis and why?
We got to go Trump, and here's the reason. DeSantis made a commitment to the people of Florida for his term. He needs to be true to them and keep doing great work down there. And we're going Trump for $1.68 gas and no more wars.
All right, there we go.
Okay, that's... real quick, you know that the president doesn't have much to do with gas prices. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, I mean... I did that. Well, I mean, they could play a part in it, but it's all of government plays a part in it. But how much of a part? Mike in Phoenix, Trump or DeSantis, and why?
Hey, guys, I'm going to have to go with Trump because, you know, the election was stolen. He should have won that last time. And I think him and Kerry Lake will make a good run. You know, they're not the heroes we need, but the ones we deserve.
Okay, there we go.
What color is the sky in your world, Mike?
I know.
I'm, which 0-for-10 with Kerry Lake did you not understand?
Well, yes.
Which one did you not get? Did you? She was robbed on 10 counts, right?
Well, I don't know if she was robbed.
I do find it funny that there's still actually people that think that horse crap.
I think he called up to mess with you, actually.
I don't think so. I think there are really people
I think there are people. I just think that guy was messing with me because he was Kerry Lake in there. Andy and Gilbert, Trump or DeSantis, and why?
You guys, I got to go with DeSantis. Just everything that I've read about him, heard about him. I've made a couple trips to Florida during the whole COVID. The way that it was handled with him, not listening to Trump, refusing to, you know, when Trump wanted him to close down more and longer and Trump got mad at him and DeSantis saw right through, really, in my opinion, the nonsense that Fauci and all of them were putting through with it. I just think he's very well-rounded. He's talks really quite nicely. He's not somebody that's yelling at you constantly on Twitter or whatever the other item is where they're sanctimonious. He's not name-calling. He seems like an actual true gentleman who really wants to help out.
I want to give some DeSantis, how do I say this?
A fair shot?
Absolutely. I just can't stand Trump and Biden. I want to give DeSantis a fair shot. I don't like the Disney World thing. I think that's kind of a waste of time.
But I don't like it because I'm a free market capitalist.
He's not
a politician.
Man.
He shouldn't be doing that.
He's not a stupid man.
No, he's not.
He's not at all.
Extremely smart.
Extremely smart.
He's served our country. Let's not forget that. Was in the military.
Right. So he knows. So that I wanted to go there. He knows how to fight.
And
right? So will he fight Trump? Will he fight Trump like, will he get down in the dirt with Donald Trump?
I think he's going to have to. I think he's going to have to. And the other side of this, and I think we forget about this with him, is he is such a good politician that he'll probably be able to get more Trump stuff done than Trump would he himself.
Yeah, but can he get himself into the election?
You got to get into the general. Rich and Gilbert, Trump or DeSantis, or why?
Oh, Trump, you know what you're going to get with him. DeSantis would be a great vice president. Let him roll in for another 4 years right after Trump's done, is my opinion.
Yeah, you could put him as the VP. You know what? That'll never... They don't like each other.
No, Trump... here's the thing. Trump wants nobody that can outshine him.
Yeah.
That's too much of a possibility.
Right, one more.
Matt in Phoenix, Trump or DeSantis, and why?
I would say DeSantis all day long, and that's strictly because of who I think can beat Biden. And I think Trump just rubs too many of the people the wrong way, and they're not going to get that middle vote with him. And I think DeSantis has a better chance of doing that.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one thing about, you know, they don't want DeSantis, the Democrats. They want Trump. Trump evokes emotion enough, and the hatred, the people will come out and vote for against him. But DeSantis... too many independents, too many people out there. And if we're struggling, and by the way, if we're in a massive recession, all bets are off. You and I could run and we would win.
You don't know who's, well, you know who won't win. You're in a massive recession. No, Biden won't win.
No, Biden won't
win. I mean, that's the way it is. All right. So five Republicans called in. We asked you Trump or DeSantis. It's 3 Trump, 2 DeSantis.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the polls. It looks like Trump 50%, roughly, DeSantis 20%.
That's about right for now, where he's at. Remember, he just got in it last night.
Just got in it. Just got in it, yeah. So, I don't know. The only thing that I have said is I don't think it's going to be Biden versus Trump at the end. I think Biden's going to drop out next year, and I think Trump is not going to get the nod. I think he's going to get beaten by somebody. I don't know who that is, though.
Maybe God, it's how great DeSantis. Would that be?
It'd be great. It'd be great.
You know what? The next two presidential candidates could be younger than just one of these.
It's amazing, right?
If you can combine
them. All right, that is 5 Spot.
Hey, guys, Skin Cancer Awareness Month. You guys know I play a lot of golf. I'm always trying to do everything I can to protect my skin. So if you're a golfer like me, maybe you spend a lot of time outdoors, pickleball, maybe you work outdoors, get yourself checked, all right? I did it with Dr. Mullins through the Arizona Skin Cancer Foundation. So simple and easy. It's the perfect time to do it. And I'm telling you, it's so easy. In fact, it's so easy that you can check out the KTR's YouTube page, me getting actually checked to see if I have any skin cancers. Make sure you do the same thing. Visit skinexam.org to learn more now.
Gatos and Chad Show. Stick around.
It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Hey, how old is Charlie?
4 and a half.
All right, listen, I've got a day for you two.
Okay.
Okay, listen. People are always wondering, you know, what can I do? It's warm outside. It's hot. Well, give me something that I could do with my kid. Are you ready?
I've got to tell you, too. She loves art.
Good. Because you can take Charlie on the light rail. You get on around 44th Street in Washington. And then that is where art and culture come together. There is a new push to get people to take their families on the light rail. It's affordable. It's like a $4 pass per day. You get on the light rail with all the homeless people, but at least it's air conditioned, and you will go and see dozens of works of art on an affordable light rail tour. How would little Charlie do?
Well, first of all, it's a teaching moment, as we all know.
Oh,
we
get on light rail. Teaching moment is garbage. I hate
that. See, these people, they've made choices. Many of them have made very poor choices. In doing so, they live on the light rail.
You know, like we say that almost in jest, it's not.
It's not.
It's not. If it's hot and you're homeless, you are going to get on the light rail, and it happens all the time.
Never done that? You've never taken your kids somewhere and where, you know, there are people that are struggling and you say, look, these people need help. At the same time, they've made some bad choices.
Right.
You don't want to end up like this. That sounds horrible, but yeah. It's a teaching moment.
This sounds like a terrible idea for you and Charlie.
This is no idea. No. This is a terrible idea.
Well, they almost make it sound like if you get on the light rail and you look outside, there's all this art. And I'm like, I don't get this. Wait, you have to stop and go into something to see the art.
Yeah, and that's not free, right? The $4 pass doesn't cover my art.
And I'll drive myself.
So I run out.
I don't know why this is being pushed upon us if, you know, we get the Arts District in Phoenix and the light rail station on Central.
Because they want
Roosevelt.
People. Because you know why?
Why?
Because it's a big boom. The money that goes into light rail and public transportation. It's great. It gets, you know, union jobs and all these kind of things. It never works. It never pays for itself.
Right.
It's great for jobs. And they want people, hey, do this. Because then people will start looking going, hold on a second. This costs us X amount of dollars. We're never going to make any money on it. It's become an eyesore. But they keep pushing stuff like this. And Now they've got this. Look how amazing this. Nobody's going to go there and look at art. What, somebody going to run out and go, it's a Picasso, look at it. They run in.
No.
I have a phone if I want to look at good art.
There you go. You can go to Google and just search it.
Yeah. Like
you went
to Paris with the Louvre, you gotta just go and
I went to the Louvre.
Yeah. You're just gonna go, hey, this is just as good right here. The art train.
Yeah.
And you gotta pay for art too. It's not like you're just gonna walk in.
I don't know
but
why.
I paid $4 to get on the train.
I don't know why they're trying to get people on the train to go and see art. I'm not even sure I want to see art. Can I just say that, too? I'm not even sure. It might be too hot for me to go to a museum
art
this summer.
Art is the greatest. The funny thing about art, that's where you buy art to hide money.
What do you mean you buy it to hide money?
Like you buy art to tax write-off, to hide money, to launder money. Yeah, what is it? It's you were in the live. How many of those paintings were just like, I could do that?
Boy, some of them were so spectacular, and then others were like, I don't get it at all.
Yeah, I don't get it at all. But you don't see it? No, I don't see it. It's a wolf hugging a bear, riding a canoe over a rainbow. Yeah, it's a red dot.
I know. Everybody goes to see the Mona Lisa. It's the worst painting in the world. If you honestly go and look at it, there's nothing spectacular about it. There's nothing spectacular about it. The only reason it's a big deal.
What you're telling me is she was not a handsome woman?
No, she wasn't a handsome woman, but even if she was, what's spectacular about it? Is the background spectacular? No, what's the reason the Mona Lisa is one of the most famous paintings on the planet is it disappeared from the museum.
Yeah.
And it's the story about how they found it again. That's why it's a big deal. I'll tell you this. There was I was looking at one piece of art in the Louvre, right?
Yeah.
And it was an amazing painting. And the guide that we had said, you know what? If someone made a movie about this painting, that's how you, that's all it is. If you make a movie about this painting, guess what? That's the biggest painting in the world.
It's the unobtainable as well. What is it worth? How many hundreds of gazillion, bazillion? It's the, you're never going to have it. It's owned by a country kind of thing.
The Mona Lisa was as boring a painting as I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And that's where the biggest lines were. And it's not, it's a small
painting.
Maybe
it is exciting when those people glue themselves to stuff.
Maybe we should take the light rail and start looking at some art. Maybe not.
I'm very artsy.
Yeah, I know you are.
I'm artsy. Come on, guys, let's do some art.
Coming up next is Wall Street breaking out the doomsday playbook. And how does that affect you? Next.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
So, close to the debt ceiling debacle that would change everything, especially because they would figure out a way to screw it up even more. Wall Street, you know, the we've talked about it. If things went south, we could see within the space of a few days, 30, 40, 50% dip in the market potentially. And so what do you have to do? Man, you got a plan. And they have all getting together, all the big boys. Big girls and the non-binaries and everybody getting together.
Right.
And you know what they're doing? They're talking about, all right, what do we need to do? What's the playbook here?
This is Wall Street?
The Wall Street to protect ourselves and to protect the money that's out there just in case it goes south.
So what are they calling this?
The doomsday plan.
It's good that they have it.
Yeah.
You got to have a backup plan because who knows if they're ever going to get a deal. Did you listen to ABC News? ABC News about 45 minutes ago said, you know, both sides, Biden and the Republicans, they say, don't worry, we will reach a deal. Do you really believe that?
Yeah, and you want to know what?
Well,
eventually they will. I think the worst case scenario, they kick it down the road. Do you want to know? Here's this is my level of panic when stuff.
Okay.
You ever get on a flight, right? And maybe you see the, you know, you're the white knuckle flyer or whatever, and you see the you know, the air attendant, or what, I forget, stewardess, well, I don't even know what to call them anymore. Flight attendant. Right, you know, and or the pilot and the plane is shaking and like this, and they're just standing there, just completely unbothered by it. That's Mitch McConnell.
Is it because he's used to it?
He understands it. He's used to it. Mm-hmm. His body language, the way he talks, he's got the sense of, yeah, we're going to get this done.
Well, maybe he's standing like that because he's so old he can't move.
It's possible, but it's also, well, he's been this old since I can remember, so that's even weirder.
I know, that's right.
But there's a sense of, I look around, he's got zero fear, kind of. He's like, we're going to get this done.
Okay. Does Biden have a fear that he's not going to get something done?
Biden has a fear that he might not make it to tomorrow. And so we're just going to go with that.
I think
Biden, he knows it'll get done. He understands. It's, you throw stuff into these things, right? It's negotiations. You ask for things that, you right. know, like, if we got it, great. If we don't get it, I don't care.
Well, that's what a negotiation's all about.
And so, you know, it's, and remember, they passed something already.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now it's up to the Democrats and Biden, and they're going to have to negotiate this thing. It's not going to be something they love. They're going to have to give some stuff up, but, you know, it'll get done. Worst case scenario is they kick it to June, July, August, which they can do. They'll find a way to extend it, and then they'll get it done.
So let's just make people worry. And then, you know, we probably already have a plan in place because we've already talked about it. We kind of know what it is. But let's just make people worry. That's what Washington
does.
Well,
some people are more worried about it because of the extremes, you know, the AOCs and the
No, I'm talking about real people like grandma who doesn't get her Social Security check.
Which she could get, by the way. That's the other thing. Even if we, quote unquote, you know, we're never going to default on our debt. We still have tax revenues coming in. All of that. We could actually take all that money, cover the necessities, including grandma and our military and all of that stuff. And you know what? We'd be fine. Well, some of these people wouldn't get paid or federal employees. Pfft, I don't care. You're going to wait a couple days.
But you
want to
see the military get paid.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
But well, I don't care about whether or not the paper pusher bureaucrat who does virtually nothing in D.C., if they skip a check or two, it's not going to kill me.
No, I don't care if they ever get paid again.
Yeah, me either.
No, I don't care.
You know, and the unfortunate thing is we're going to have AI that's going to take over everything but government.
But government or?
But government, okay. Because they're never going to let those jobs go. Are you kidding me?
Hey, I'll tell you what. If it's Trump versus Biden and the third party's AI, I'm voting AI.
Oh, it's so dangerous, dude.
I am voting AI. Remember the Arizona lawmaker who hid the Bibles?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember it was supposedly a prank or You know, it was, let's see, Representative Stephanie Hamilton of Tucson. She's an ordained minister, and she was caught on camera in April hiding two Bibles. I don't know. I still don't understand.
She's a Bible hider.
So they were in the lounge. She took the Bibles. She put one in the refrigerator, which is obviously what you do. And then you put one under a cushion and people sit on it. And so they, you know, people went in, they go, I thought I saw this Bible here yesterday. And then they sit on the couch and they're like, something's under my rear end.
What happened to the Bible that we had in here? Because yeah, I was getting ready to, I outlined some stuff.
Right, I was getting ready, right. And so they were supposed to have this ethics committee inquiry thing or what have you. She didn't show up.
She didn't show up.
How do you not show up for your own ethics committee thing?
She's a loser. That's why she didn't show up. She's a loser.
I don't get it. Like, you know, if you'd made a mistake, go and say, hey, listen.
I don't think she thinks she made a mistake.
I thought she apologized.
Well, I mean, she apologized probably because she got caught.
Of course,
she
tried to,
you know, but, yeah. You know, I mean.
Can you get booted for, like, hiding Bibles?
But not, no, probably.
No.
No.
All right.
No, I just think they'll, if they do anything, they'll censure, put a strongly worded letter inside of her file.
There's a lot of weird things that happen at that legislature.
Yeah.
This is an odd one. I don't get the hiding of the Bibles. She's a minister. She's got to like the Bible, right? So why would you hide it so nobody could read it?
Because she's an odd bird.
I don't get it.
Did you see that the Brady Bunch house is for sale?
Yes, I did. How much?
$5.5 million.
Okay,
it's 5,000 square feet, and it's in Studio City, California.
I would only do it if I could live in the attic where Greg lived.
Oh, as long as Marcia was there. 5.5 million, 5,000 square feet in Studio City, man. That's some cash right there.
Yeah. Is Sam going to bring by some meat? Because I want to eat one there,
too.
He
delivered a lot of meat to Alice, that's for sure.
Okay.
I just got meat delivered here, too.
From Outback.
Omaha Steak.
Omaha
Steak. Outback.
I forgot your client.
All right, what was the dog's name?
All right, I'm going to leave. We'll see you at 5:15.